Former President Obama has a new memoir out tomorrow. It's called A Promised Land. It's the first of two volumes. Our colleague Michelle Martin, weekend host of All Things Considered, sat down with the former president on Friday. They discussed his reaction to the election, President Trump's refusal to concede, lessons from his presidency. And Michelle Martin is here with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, you too. And we haven't heard from the former president since Biden was declared the winner of this election. What did he have to say about Trump's refusal to concede?
Well, I certainly asked him, so let's let him tell you. Let's play it.
I don't think he'll be successful in denying reality. And you're starting to see a few Republican elected officials go ahead and say, look, Joe Biden has been elected and we need to move on in the transition. I'm distressed that you haven't seen more Republican leadership make this clear, because the amount of time that's being lost in this transition process has real world effects. Look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We are in the middle of an economic crisis. We have serious national security issues.
So very low-key, as we have come to expect in the former president's presentation, but you can hear the frustration.
Yeah. Well, he lists the difficulties facing the country. The COVID-19 pandemic has never been worse. How did he address this, former President Obama? How do you address it directly?
Well, here's what I asked him, Robin. I said to him, look, if you have advice for Joe Biden, you're going to tell him directly. But you've always been a proponent of people power. What should citizens be doing right now, in your view? And this is what he said.
All of us as citizens need to work and get behind a clear plan for getting this pandemic under control. Because if we can get the pandemic under control, the economy then is in a position to start bouncing back. But beyond that, what I think all of us as citizens are going to have to do is to really start examining what can each of us do, whether it's at the local level, in our own families, to step back from the demonization of each other, the bitter partisan divides that we're seeing, and ask ourselves, what role can we play in rebuilding social trust?
Well, again, it was really fascinating, Robin, that you could sort of hear this struggle between he's always had this desire to not make it be about him, which I think some people might be surprised by. But the reality of it is that the source of his politics, the basis of his politics, is not what I'm going to do. It's what we're going to do together. And that's where he kept steering the conversation.
Right. Well, it's so interesting that he sees that the answer to getting out of the pandemic is healing the divide. You know, he connected the two. So you've read the book. Many people haven't had a chance. Tell us a little more about it.
Well, I think that it depends on what your expectation of a political memoir is. I mean, if your expectation of a political memoir is that I go from triumph to triumph and everybody else is wrong and I'm right all the time, then you will be very surprised by this, because there is a lot of vulnerability. There's a lot of self-doubt. He talks a lot, of course, as I think people know by now, he talks a lot about his childhood and kind of how he got where he got. Donald Trump does not play a major role in this volume, but he does. There are hints of what is to come. And I asked him, I said, you know, you had a really strong personal connection with people. You could see it during the campaign. People wanted to give you things. They wanted to give you their lucky totems. I said, but you also have to accept that people felt the same way about Donald Trump, maybe different people, but people nonetheless wanted to connect with him and felt connected to him. And I asked him, you know, how you feel about that. And this is what he said.
I was obviously thrilled, humbled, and moved by the connection that you described, that you know, particularly in that first campaign, right, where people put invested so many of their dreams and hopes into getting me elected. I could not have won had it not been for that passion and spirit that people invested in me. But as I note during the book, you know, there's a danger in thinking this is just about one person, as opposed to This is about government across the board, members of Congress and governors and state legislators and district attorneys, because we start thinking that just one person can solve all these problems, when in fact, by design, our democracy disperses power.
Well, Robin, and so there you have it. And I do want to tell you that he did talk a lot about the role that race played in his presidency and in the way he was perceived. So have no doubt about that. We did talk about it.
Michelle Martin, we'll hear more of her conversation later today on All Things Considered. Thank you.
Thank you.